Hello everyone, and a warm welcome to the 8th episode of Ada the Autistic Alien. Today I want to talk about something that's like appearing very strong on my outside at the moment. And yeah, maybe it helps if I share it to better understand what's happening on your outside reality at the moment. Anyways, I'm very happy that you're here with me today. And thanks for tuning in. I'm still a bit cloudy since the eclipse, so please bear with me if maybe I lose track at some point, but I hope it won't happen. Just like my brain is very foggy and my voice is also still a little bit, like, let's say, in the healing process. So yeah, bear with me, please. So what I currently face on my outside that was actually very strong, now it kind of slows down a bit because I understood what it was wanting to tell me, is a very strong conflict between female and male aspects. So for me, as a female, it showed in very strong conflicts with the male aspect, and not really like very clear conflicts. Yeah, I, as an autist, can deal with clear conflict better than with like quiet conflict, let's say. Yeah, and I don't even mean silent treatment, but like passive aggressive behavior and stuff like that. Yeah. So I really looked at that, and currently, like, I'm also looking at these principles within me as well. Note the masculine principle and the feminine principle, because I realized that a lot of times I don't really give a lot of space to the soft part of me or the soft part of others also, because I learned to be hard to myself very early on. And I even sometimes have disrespect, or I have had disrespect for people who are not that hard with themselves. So I know that currently my process is, or the one I invite, because I want to have more balance in these principles within me. The invitation I sent out in the universe is, how can I embrace more of my female principle? And as I have mentioned before, I rather look at these things as genderless principles. Like, we all have female and male aspects within us. I will dive deeper into that later on. But we also all had human role models when it comes to certain behaviors. And I realized that I have internalized a lot of these behaviors that were like role model to me when I was a kid. And they come up even more as soon as I go into a relationship with the male aspect on the outside, yeah? And it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship. It can be somebody like a flatmate. It can be somebody like someone I work with or I have a friendship with, yeah? This doesn't necessarily mean an intimate relationship. But as soon as I go into a deeper connection with somebody of the other principle, some stuff comes up that like is my conditioned self and my conditioned behavior and not me. I observed that very, very strongly when I was married. And I was married from 2016 to 2018. So I realized that I wasn't myself in that marriage anymore, because I really was like acting out a lot of the things that I subconsciously as a kid decided that that's how a wife acts, or that's how a husband acts. And actually it was exactly the things that I criticized as a child with my parents. So I became somebody I definitely didn't want to be. And so right now I'm not a child anymore. Yeah, I can choose my reality. So when I choose to make a move, and then I have like this very strong mirror suddenly in my face, and it's like in a big conflict or in a big, like, let's say it's rubbing on each other, yeah? There is a lot of friction, let's say. I don't look at myself as the victim, yeah? I'd rather look at myself as the co-creator of the situation, because everybody that is in the situation as a self has co-created it, because it's all to each of us. It's mirroring something that they want to overcome, yeah? Because life is happening for us. So when we ask for healing, healing will never be a shaman that just smudges you off and then you're fine. Healing will be the shaman kickstart, whatever needs to happen in your life, and then it will like maybe even explode in your face, but that's a good thing, because then it had to, yeah? So anyways, that's why I try, or I do look at my outside reality as a mirror of my inside reality. So instead of going into war mode with certain male aspects on my outside, I am reflecting how what happens on the outside is showing me what's happening on the inside. And for that, I realized that when I reflect the outside situation with what's happening inside of me, I realize that there is a lot of softness missing on both sides, yeah? So I'm very hard with myself and I'm very hard with others. And now I'm confronted with people who are also hard with themselves and with others. So I can either play the victim and be like, oh my God, they're so rough. But then again, I know that I have this roughness inside of me too. And so that's why actually I came to the conclusion that this situation is a huge blessing for me. Because when I have such clear mirrors on the outside of what's happening inside of me, I can really see what the missing part is. And what I see the missing part is definitely softness. Softness on both sides to understand the other. Yeah, because I think most of us just grew up in, like, you know, hard conditions, yeah, or especially the sensitive ones, because we had to grow up and we had to be strong and we had to grow thicker skin and stuff like that. So our softness wasn't really supported. And I feel like it's with almost everybody like that, no? Because capitalism isn't really about fluffiness. So we were trained how to survive in the current reality, and this current reality is not really about fluff. If you're too fluffy, you will not be able to sustain yourself. Yeah, that's, I think, the story that we all subconsciously hear every day. And I feel like that's the story that maybe is now here to be overcome. Because funnily, while this strong conflict happens on my outside and also my inside, I at the same time do a lot of partner tattoos. I do a lot of friendship tattoos. I found a new friend who I really, really vibe with. I am preparing a union ceremony, which is actually a Celtic form of a wedding that I will be the priestess of in beginning of June. So there is a lot of healthy partnership around me as well, a lot of healthy dealing with these two principles, or dealing with each other of these two principles, right? And so it's really beautiful how both is reflected, yeah? And I really feel like, because the eclipse was about entering a new reality, right? So I really feel like, wow, so I can see my past and I can see my future, yeah? And what I take away from these, like, mirages that show themselves at the moment is, through conflict grows union. And that's like a super weird concept to grasp for my conditioned self, because I didn't really grow up in an environment where conflict was good, where friction was good, yeah? And to understand, and I know that from the Mayan teachings, that sometimes to achieve a real harmony, first distortion is needed. Very much distortion sometimes. So maybe we can look at capitalism as an example. It looks like it's already harmonious when you look at it from the perspective of a first world person. When you look at it, that like had it easy, let's say it like that. And when you look at it from a third world person's perspective, it's not harmonious. Yeah. So whenever there comes distortion, it's not a punishment, but it's rather showing, hey, that harmony that you perceive is not whole yet. It's not inclusive to everyone yet. Okay? That doesn't mean it's a lie, but it means that you haven't included everything that's part of your harmony, yeah? And that's when distortion shows up. It's never about taking a step back or whatever, you know? And it's never about punishment. It's about, hey, you want to achieve greater harmony? I will show you where there are still fields of distortion within your subconscious and through that conditioned stuff, yeah? Because when I look at nature, I totally, like, because I'm Celtic, yeah? So I look at nature and under, because nature is my mirror. I am part of nature. I'm not an inhabitant of Earth. I am part of Earth, yeah? So whatever nature mirrors will be a principle that my morals also can follow. I hope I'm understandable. So when I look at that, and I look at, like, you know, it's maybe a Disney condition that we believe that, like, oh, a seed falls into the ground, in the forest, and then it just grows into a tree and everything's super peaceful. That's not happening, you know? The seed falls into the ground, but there are many other things in that ground that want to take the nurture from the soil as well. So that seed will have to be in a good position, and it will also have to fight for the space, for its roots. It has to fight for a place in the light as soon as it becomes a seedling. So all of that stuff, I mean, it's not really conflict, because I don't want to call it conflict because it's such a human biased word, but it's friction. It's, I am here, I take my space, and then I will take care of that space that I took. But I am here, so I am allowed to take that space, and I am allowed to take the room I need to grow and flourish. And maybe that sometimes goes over conflict. Or let's say, like, okay, hey, I want to put my root there. So we both have to find out, if we were trees, hey, we both want to put our root there. So is there for one of us maybe a better way to put that root? Or is it for both of us the best way? And shall we fight about this space? Or is there another way around it? Yeah. So, and that is already, like, let's say, a confrontation. Yeah, in German we have the word Auseinandersetzung, and it's like really looking at something and understanding, what do you need, what do I need, and how can we make it work for both? And if we can't, how shall we proceed? Will one just, like, go away, or will we have to fight about it? And then the real, like, the, let's say, what we perceive as bad conflict can happen, yeah? But before, it's only a confrontation. It's looking at the things in a clear perspective. And my conditioned self is like, oh my God, like, through conflict grows union? That can't be. Like, because it's the opposite, right? But then my soul feels this concept so deeply, because it very much aligns with the beliefs of my Celtic self, which is actually the same as, you know, modern science mostly bases, and also philosophy, bases on Greek systems, yeah? And especially Greek philosophers. And they did the same things that the Celtic people did, that they studied nature. And by understanding how nature works, they understood more about themselves and about the nature of life and about the meaning of human life. So it's exactly the same, yeah? So we could ask who was first. Anyways, let's look a little bit at the male and female principle in Celtic belief, which are actually, you know, there is not really maybe a better word right now that I came up with. So we will call them yin and yang. Yeah, because I think everybody that listens to this podcast will have seen a yin and yang symbol. Maybe have heard of the Chinese terms. They're Tibetan, actually. So yin is the female principle and yang is the male principle. And I want to talk about like it with these words because they are common, so everybody will understand that. So, in Celtic belief, we will have the male principle as the sun and the female principle as the moon. The male principle, or yang, is hot, and the female principle, or yin, is cold. The yang principle is loud. The yin principle is quiet. The yang principle, so the male principle, is bright. The female principle, or yin, is dark. The sun, or hot, loud, bright, is also dry. The male and yang principle is dry, whereas the female and yin principle, or the moon, cold, quiet, dark, is wet. And what you maybe like can see is that both put together give a third. And I believe very strongly that the human journey is about embodying both principles. No, I would go even further than that and say it is about marrying, creating a symbiosis between these two aspects inside of us. Because, for example, the sun and the moon together give us an experience of day and night, aka a rhythm. Yeah? So that's like a biorhythm. That's the third that comes from these two opposites. Then we have the hot and the cold put together. It gives us warmth. And that's what we need. We will die with too much heat and we will die with too much coldness. So what we need is warmth. And that's the third that comes from these two. Then when we put together loud and quiet, we have a symphony. Yeah? And I feel like when I look back onto my life, there were years or months that were like more quiet and also more slow, you know, and just more tranquil. And then there were years and months that were super fast and they were filled with so much light and so much adventure. So even there, I can see that now, and that builds the symphony of my life. These yin and yang movements of my chi and my body. So, and when we put together bright and dark, I feel like we have the human experience of life, or maybe the experience of everything that experiences life. I think everything experiences life and death. So that would be bright and dark, or pain and joy, yeah? Or peace and panic. Because like peace and panic is something that we even now can measure in plants. So that's something that actually every living thing experiences is this bright and dark aspect. So that's the fur that they give, yeah? It's the shades that they give, bright and dark. We can also look at bright and dark, because bright would be the male, the yang principle, and dark would be the female, the yin principle. So bright is like, in my experience, male humans have way more technical understanding. Like with machines, like most boys in my class, when we were able to start driving cars, they didn't really have to understand the machine before they, yeah? I mean, there are always exceptions, yeah? I don't want to stereotype things here. But that was just something that was appearing to me very quickly. And also, like, I, for example, am super good with computers, but I suck in everything else when it comes to machines. But I'm way better in computers than a lot of my male friends. I'm sorry, there is this huge truck again. I can't help it. I don't know. They have like this super bad timing. And I believe that's the case because I have a lot of male aspects within me. Like I feel sometimes that my male side sometimes is stronger inside than my female. So I just feel like that's maybe why I'm so good in computers. But then again, my female friends all drive cars and I will never drive a car. That's not my thing. I will never do that. So yeah, I feel like it's very interesting. And then on the other hand, females have an easier connection to their intuition. Yeah, where the male principle through this very bright side and very through that technical, rational, has more like, let's say, access to those things. The female side has way more access to the dark side, the intuitional side, yeah, their feelings, yeah. And I feel like that's also a good example of, like, I don't want to stereotype things. And of course, we all have all qualities within us, yeah? Nobody has more or less of these principles because of their gender. But I feel like maybe females are more invited to embrace their softness than males were during my time of growing up. So, and to me, softness always felt like too much vulnerability. So that's why I preferred maybe the harder stuff, yeah. Although I'm super sensitive, like I'm the most sensitive person everybody knows. So yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe I was attracted because of that, no? Because I maybe have that very, very strong female side, which can also be super Kali style. And I needed this very strong male side to kind of like balance it out. And also, of course, that's a coping mechanism because it wasn't safe to be that female principle when I was growing up, because it was too wild, yeah, for people I was growing up with. So I feel like now maybe like it was, you know, I feel like everything is necessary, you know? So when this part of myself maybe was a bit suppressed, that was good. And now I can create a reality where that's no longer needed. Because it's interesting, know that this female principle is actually what explodes out of me right now. And it gets super much suppressed by the male principle on the outside. So that's how I learned that. That, okay, maybe that's what I do myself. Yeah. And maybe it's time to take off the lid of that bottle and just be wild again and not be so controlled and not so, yeah, a lot of things that I thought I had to be able to work in this world. Yeah. Because everybody believed that to be true, right? So that's deconditioning, right? Anyways, let's continue because I took a little turn there with the bright and dark. So the other thing is also that dry and wet, yeah? So we have dry, that's the male, the yang principle, and we have wet, the yin principle, the female principle. And when we have enough sun and rain or dryness and wetness, we have good soil. We have nurturing soil that has the right food for plants and in the end for us, right? So that's the third that comes out of these two. And of course, There are many shades between the two opposites, and that's what makes life, right? And that's why I look at these two opposites as the main pillars of how I reflect nature in general, because these are the two, let's say, first principles. So they are good pillars. Because when you look at these pillars and you can see all the differences between them, yeah, you have a super dry soil and you have a super wet soil, and then you have everything in between. And that's the shades that life can take, no? That's the super good times where you feel on cloud number 9. And then you have the super bad times where you feel like you're in hell. And then you have all the things in between, yeah? It's like a rainbow, yeah? We have, I know white and black aren't part of a rainbow and not even really colors, but we have white and black. And we have all the colors in between. And that's the journey of life. And that's, you know, that's the, how we journey. You know, we go into that extreme, and we understand the extremes and we understand the shades between them. And we learn more about ourselves and our own shades, yeah? And I think that's very beautiful. And for me, it's easier to find my balance within, which will then result in balance without, when I tend to my Celtic wisdom and look at how these principles show in nature. Because that makes me understand how I can deal with them better, yeah? So let's say that maybe the heat of my rational mind, which would be yang, burns out so much of the wetness of my yin that sometimes my soil isn't that nurturing to the plants I want to grow. And the softer I get to both parts, and the more I allow myself all these female things that maybe were not so much accepted or had space when I was younger, the more I can come into a balance. And that's just like, it makes it so much easier for me when I can label things, yeah? When I can give them names, yeah? My sun and my moon are working like this and like that. It gives me a picture. Or dry and wet, or bright and dark, yeah? It gives me a picture on how I can work with my inside states so I can get into deeper and wider balance. I personally think that because patriarchy suppressed feminine aspects for so long, feminism was very manly, yangy at first, and hopefully can now evolve into a more male-inclusive revolution, because the yin or female aspects have been suppressed within males too. To me, it's a very interesting journey towards more yin in my life, as there are not many role models for this aspect. I personally found inspiration when reflecting on the art and lives of Erykah Badu, Frida Kahlo, and Janis Joplin, and, as mentioned before, in nature itself. For example, Terra, as I call Mother Earth, is yin, and Cosmos, as I call Father Sky, is yang. So I look at how Terra and Cosmos exchange energy, aka love, with each other. Terra has water, which is wet and cold, so it's yin. Cosmos has light, which is bright, hot, so it's yang. Cosmos gives Terra light, which she uses to grow and feed her worlds. And Terra gives Cosmos water in exchange, which he uses to grow and feed his worlds. At some point, Terra will receive that water back, and she will use it again to grow and feed her worlds. These worlds will then, in return, give spiritual light back to Cosmos through human prayer and gratitude. Although you may not perceive that, all plants constantly sing a song of gratitude into the sky. And when you meditate with a plant, you can sometimes hear that. What I take from this specific reflection is that Terra and Cosmos deeply trust each other. They never doubt. They just give and take in harmony. Terra knows intuitively, yin, how to deal with storms and droughts, yang. So she is a very good role model for female intuition. Taking heavy rains and storms in my life as a loud invitation to grow has changed my experience of my outer reality completely. It gave me so much more peace and confidence in my path to understand these principles and to trust them within and without. This is just one small example of how reflection of nature and its cycles can gift us a lot of inner peace and tranquil, which make it much easier to face life in general. If you want to try to reflect your inner states through nature yourself, you can start by using my web app Gnothi Seauton. Gnothi Seauton is a Greek term, and it was written above the pillars that went to the Oracle of Delphi, and it says, "Know thyself." In the Gnothi Seauton web app, you can intuitively tune into the four bodies of your aura, which are related to one of the four elements each. You do so by using the fifth element, your spirit. It is absolutely free of charge, and it's really my way of spreading my Celtic knowledge back into the world that it was once ripped out of. And you can work through it intuitively. It's available in German and English, and you can use the shamanic riser there to tune into your different bodies. So let's say we have the physical body, which is related to the element of earth. We have the emotional body, which is related to the element of water. We have the mental body, which is related to the element of fire. And we have the astral body, which is related to the element of air. Also, within Gnothi Seauton, you can scan these bodies, or the bodies of your aura, with color tables. And you will see, after listening to this podcast, what I did there is that these color tables are one, like the main color, let's say of the emotional body is blue, and then we have the brighter and the darker color. So there again, we have these principles of too much yin and too much yang. Yeah, it's like not too much, but that's like, let's say that's the one that's proceeding right now. Yeah, when you scan your aura intuitively and tune into it. Yeah, so it's not written like that there, but you will now know why it is with these colors if you use it. And as I said, it's absolutely free. You also don't have to give any of your data. You can just access it over your smartphone in the website, in your browser. We do not collect any of your data. You can just use it for free. And it really, really helps. And it's also a good way to look at life from a more Celtic perspective, which is very much in tune with the nature and cycles and natural principles, from which we can also take moral principles and even principles on how to build a society that's sustainable on Terra as it is with Cosmos, yeah? Instead of, like, what capitalism is actually just a very mental construct, yeah? Very, very mental, very, yeah, very technical. So also there is the feminine aspect that's missing. It's the softness, yeah? The softness and the understanding, and I think that happens over intuition, the understanding of these deeper cycles. So whoever understands more of themselves through intuitively using the app or the web app also awakens more of the feminine aspects within themselves and also on Terra as a whole. Because as I said before, we're not inhabitants here, we're part of this world. So yeah, I hope I made total sense in this episode. And if you have any questions, feel free to write me an email to podcast@dadachi.com. You can find the web app if you type in gnothiseauton.ch. I will try to link that somewhere in the text to this episode so you can find it easily. And otherwise, you just visit dadachi.com, dadachi.com, and you will find your way there to the web app, which is called gnothiseauton. Okay. So that was really not meant as publicity or anything, but more that, hey, if you think it's cool what I just told you, there's a free tool that you can learn that with. So, yeah. Anyways, I wish you a lovely, lovely, lovely week ahead. I thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you can take something away from that. And if you also were in conflict, or if you also have like this experience of, wow, I feel like this is my old life and this is my new life and I'm still in between and how do I go get from here to there and anything, it will be okay. The energies will work out, I'm sure. And yeah, hold on. And yeah, I feel you. You're not alone. Okay, so have a great week and I send much love and many blessings, and we speak next week again. Bye bye. Thank you so much.